Hey, this is Sarah Law, and you're listening to Full Service Radio. I don't want to sell you on the idea that you're going to buy my product and your life is going to be better, because it's just not. Like, I think that bags and consumer goods, all that kind of stuff, it's just a part of what you add to your life, but it doesn't actually improve your life, which I think is a really big mantra you see in, like, startup culture today. My name is Sarah. I have a handbag line in New York City. The company is called Kara, and the name comes from karaoke, which is empty orchestra in Japanese. I'm half Chinese, and I'm half Caucasian. My mom's from New England, and my dad is from Hong Kong. I grew up in Hong Kong, and I've always had this sort of sense of, like, mixed identity. So I've been very interested in this concept of, like, creation of your own identity, like freedom of expression, individuality, and the idea that you kind of create who you are. So I love the idea of karaoke because, you know, just the general concept of going out, hanging out with your friends and expressing yourself any way that you want to, not taking yourself that seriously, having fun. That freedom of expression is really what I'm interested in. My mom was always that person who was, like, baking and sewing and teaching us how to make everything you can think of. And then on the other side, my dad, you know, he grew up during the Cultural Revolution in China, dropped out of school when he was 14, and he's had every kind of job you can think of, so that entrepreneurial side, I think I really got from him. I think that being half Chinese and half white, and growing up first in Hong Kong and constantly being told that I was actually white, and then moving to the States and going to boarding school in New England and then coming to New York and people just referring to me as being Chinese, I've been very interested in this idea that, like, all forms of identity actually matter, and it's when you have lots of forms of identity that you get very interesting forms of culture. So in terms of our Instagram feed, I think I drive some of my employees nuts because I'm never really interested in just one thing, but it's specific intention to be all over the place to encourage you to see that, like, that kind of melting pot or that point where everything comes together is actually one of the most interesting places in our culture. Parsons, the experience there was very kind of old school fashion that in many ways, I don't really know how much of that exists anymore. We were the very end of a generation there where I remember I wanted to do work on the computer and I had to write a paper every time I wanted to explain why I needed to use the computer to do drawings or flats or presentations. Now they've gotten rid of pretty much all the hand drawing classes and everything's on the computer. And that happened the year after I graduated. So that really shows, like, a break in the culture. You know, also, I think that I graduated 2008, so 2004, 2008. You know, there's just a lot of bigger fashion houses that don't exist in the capacity that they do anymore. And I think a lot of that is due to, like, street culture, streetwear, social media, Instagram, like, the pace of everything. I think people want faster things. I think people want, to good and bad ways, sometimes, like, cheaper products, more casual products. Not even that long ago, like in the 70s, couture was really still like a thing, and now it's very much a dying, like, historic form of fashion. And there's another break I feel like has happened with, like, digital era becoming as big as it is. I think that there's a value in having things that take a long time to make. I think there's always something good about having range, so things that are really expensive and inaccessible to things that are really cheap and available to everybody. We sell a lot more novelty than when I started, because I started the brand with a backpack, which is also something to note, too, because at the time, like 7 years ago, like, I think a backpack, leather backpack for a woman wasn't really something you really commonly saw at all. And I remember when I designed it, I was like, oh, this is either, you know, just like an insane idea or there's, like, real potential behind it. Because it was kind of dressy, it's very simple, I really focus on minimal branding, and it was like $525. And for the first 3 years of the brand, all of our money pretty much came from that style and versions and colors and mixed materials. And we still sell a lot of that style, but now I think there's a really big interest in different forms of novelty and just, like, weirder things. I really love living in New York, so I travel a lot. I go back to Hong Kong about 4 times a year to go to the factory. You go to Paris about 4 times a year for sales. I do sales trainings in a lot of different countries, too. So I feel like I've been a lot of places, but I always feel like I love New York the most. And I think for me, it's just been a very open environment, but it's also one that has been met with a high output of work. Because I think there are a lot of other environments around the world that are very open, but the amount of like work available to you and creative people available to you, this, I have to say, is probably the highest concentration. I think to be working and wanting to do a high capacity of work, it's been an amazing place to be. I don't know, I just for some reason was never interested in like models or fashion magazines, or I actually didn't even really know anything about fashion history. But I always remember interested in like putting a look together. I remember being like 6 or 7 or something and being obsessed with like combat boots and like riding pants, and I have no idea where that came from. So I feel like maybe that's another thing, is like stop comparing and stop trying to get references of other things. And like, it's not about having outside information. A lot of times it's just like internal information. I think that's like a big thing that's happened for me, is like the more I've looked at myself, I've realized like I like things that are very simple. And I don't really feel a need to be very loud or in anyone's face, or it's just not interesting to me. And I think that even though there's like a culture of like social media fame, and you know, maybe even also within the context of being in New York and having a fashion design brand, it doesn't matter to me for people to know who I am.